AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. What was a normal start to the work week for Jennifer Melita and others in a Houston condo complex quickly became a fearful, deadly morning. One of the residents opening fire on cars driving past them. Melita says she quickly called police.
As I was looking through the window to try to maybe help the police with the direction of who this person is, as you see him, where'd he go? I could just hear the bullets whizzing through my window.
Nine people were wounded. Six were taken to hospitals, one in critical condition. The shooter, said to be a lawyer who was disgruntled with his firm, was shot and killed after opening fire on officers as they arrived. His car and apartment are being searched. Debate night tonight, Hofstra University in New York. Democrat Hillary Clinton facing Republican Donald Trump for 90 minutes in the first of three debates ahead of the November election. Iowa State political scientist David Anderson says expectations are high for both candidates, but for different reasons.
Donald Trump is expected to be dynamic and exciting. Everybody watched the Republican primary debates to see what Donald Trump was going to do next.
As for Clinton, Anderson says people will be watching for even small mistakes.
She's not allowed to stumble. She's not allowed to pause and think about answers. There are just incredible expectations of how well she's going to perform.
Thousands of people living in flood-threatened homes in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, have evacuated as the Cedar River continues to rise. Linn County Public Information Officer Ryan Schlater says they learned from the record flooding some 8 years ago.
They've continued to barricade several areas. There's been more evacuation. There's been lots of study and lots of improvements that have been made. So we're ready, and everybody feels extremely confident.
The river is expected to crest at 23 feet. That's 7 feet above major flood stage tomorrow morning. On Wall Street, the Dow's up, down 125. This is AP Radio News. Jose Fernandez had been scheduled to pitch tonight for the Miami Marlins against the New York Mets, but the 24-year-old rising star was killed in a boating accident early yesterday morning off Miami Beach. Mets second baseman T.J. Rivera says tonight is going to be hard on both squads.
I'm sure it will be emotional after the loss of Jose. It's a tough one. It's very sad, but, you know, we're going to have to fight through it and then try to find a way to get a W. But, you know, our prayers are out to his family and friends and his loved ones.
Golfers around the world mourning the death of 87-year-old Arnold Palmer. Tom Merriam with more.
Palmer, whose widespread following was known as Arnie's Army, won four Masters titles, two British Opens, and the 1960 U.S. Open, as well as 55 other PGA Tour events. Palmer's popularity extended well beyond the golf course in the end of his playing career, as he starred in numerous commercials for major products, even having a popular drink named after him.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.